Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of our podcast episodes. Today, I am so excited to have the wonderful Stephanie Keith with us today. So Stephanie, if you don't know, is the founder of Law of Attraction Tribe, host of the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast, creator of the Manifest It Now app, and author of Trust the Universe. After more than a decade in the corporate world, Stephanie broke free from the 9-to-5 grind to create a life filled with freedom and abundance. She now empowers other women to do the same. Her passion is teaching women how to manifest a life they don't need a vacation from. I love it. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, I appeared on Stephanie's podcast a few months ago and we had such a fantastic chat that I had to invite Stephanie onto my podcast too. So I'm so excited for all the manifesting chats we're going to have today because I know everyone's going to take away so much from it. But before we dive into all of your goodness, Stephanie, I would love to know a question that I ask every guest who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Yeah, so I kind of had two spiritual awakenings that played out over a number of years. But in 2009, right after I had my first daughter, I was in a position where like I was straight out of college and just starting my job. And my husband had just been laid off from his job. And we were living in this house that was like 100 years old, had so many problems with it, had never been updated, still had the old electric fuse box and all that kind of stuff. And I remember holding my daughter and looking at the window, and it was raining and water was just leaking in the window. And I was just thinking, what are we going to do? We can't afford to fix this. I don't want her growing up in this old house. Like, I want to do better, but not really knowing how, feeling very stuck, very hopeless. And my mom, who I'm super close with, she lived about 6 hours away at the time. And I just remember calling her and crying. And I was like, I need you here. Can you just move here? Like, I don't know what to do. And she ended up sending me a copy of the book, The Secret, which was my first introduction to the law of attraction or anything like that. I had never seen anything like that before. And I remember opening this book and just feeling like every atom of my being was like, this book is going to change my life. I just knew it. And I was also at that point where I was so ready for change that I was like willing to try anything. So I started manifesting all these little things like parking spaces and small sums of money. And my husband thought I was crazy. So I was like, I am going to prove to you that this actually works, and I'm going to manifest a dream home. So we got out a sheet of paper and we listed out like everything that we wanted, and we were super specific, and I threw some like weird things in there. Like I wanted a bonus room that could be a playroom and an office and all these different things. And we got a realtor, and I told my husband, like, just play along, just humor me, like, go for it. And so he did. And we were looking at all these houses, and he started getting excited too. And every time we saw something, it was like, okay, well, it's not perfect, but it's okay. And the deal would fall through. And like, for whatever reason, we wouldn't be able to get anything that was in our budget. And I came home from work one day, and my husband was like, I found it. I found our dream home. He was looking online, and he shows me this house, and it has everything, like everything we wrote down, even a bonus room. And we both were like, this is it. The price was not listed. And so we call the realtor over, like, put us in this house. We need to go see it. So we get there, and we both walked in, and we just immediately, we were like, this is our home. Like, 100% this is our house. And we get through the whole tour, and the realtor tells us the price, and it's like $30,000 out of our budget. So we go and talk to the bank, and we're just asking them, you know, okay, like if we did this and did that, and we're trying to work it out, and it still came out to like, you need an extra $30,000 for a down payment, which was how much I made in an entire year. Like, this was so, it seemed so impossible. And in the meantime, someone else put a bid in, they accepted, and the house went under contract. And I was like, this just doesn't make sense. Like, I know we're supposed to be there, and somehow it's going to work out. I just know. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, that's so weird, because I feel like that too. Like, I feel like that's our house. And about 3 weeks into it, the realtor calls, and she's like, the deal fell through with these other people for whatever reason. Like, it was something with the financing. Do you still want it? And I was like, yeah, tell them we want it. But we still didn't have the $30,000 extra that we needed. And so we just kept thinking about like all of these different ways we could come up with the money. Like, what could we sell? And I just knew, like, I can't explain it, but I just knew it would come through. And a few days went by, and no one knew, by the way. Like, the only person that knew we were even looking was my mom, but like, we didn't tell anyone else anything. And I get a phone call from a relative, and she's like, hey, so I've been thinking about it, and I had been putting money away since you were born for college, but since you didn't end up needing all of it, I had been holding on to it thinking that it would be a good thing to invest in a house. And now that you have your baby, like, I think you need to get out of that house that you're in, because it's like terrible, and buy a new house. And I was like, that's so weird, because we're actually looking at houses, and we found one that we love, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, well, I mean, you do what you want, but I think this money would be a good down payment. And I was like, yeah, I agree. How much is it? And it was exactly $30,000. And I ran in the other room and told my husband, and he's like, you're lying. There's no way. And I was like, it's actually happening. And so we got, that was our first home that we manifested. And that was proof to me, to him, to my mom, that this works, and it works in incredible ways. Within 3 months of reading that book, we were in the house. I had manifested a promotion as like the youngest person in my company to be promoted to like management, doubled my salary, was able to move my mom down, and she actually lived on the same street as us. My husband was able to go back to school to pursue his career goals. And it was like my whole life changed in 3 months. And at the time, I, you know, like most people, especially, you know, I was so young at the time, thinking that money would like be the answer to everything. And so I kept, that was what I was focusing on, was manifesting money. But the problem was, I was so limited in my thinking. All I knew was, I make money by being a sales rep. And that's what I went to school for. That's what I'm skilled in. So that's the only way I could make money. And I did. I made a ton of money in my job. I got bonuses and raises and a company car, and, you know, they were always giving gift cards and free, you know, things. But I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. And all I really wanted was to be home with my daughter. And instead, it was like every time I manifested more money, it was at the expense of time. I was expected to work harder and be away from her even more. So on my 30th birthday, we had just moved to Florida. That was another manifestation that happened. And my husband had to work. It was a new job. He couldn't get off. And I remember like spending my whole birthday in the bathroom crying and having like a total meltdown, aka spiritual awakening. And it was in this complete meltdown that I realized, okay, I had just spent a whole decade of my life pretty much dedicated to this job. Outside of this job and outside of being a mom, I had nothing. And I felt like I didn't know who I was, my identity, what I was purposeful in, like what my passion was. And I just decided in that moment, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to find a new path. And I made the decision. And over the course of the next year or so, I started the Instagram page, Law of Attraction Tribe, and it took off really quickly. And things started happening. And I just felt like I was in that golden handcuff situation where things were so good. It was really hard to walk away from. And I told the universe, I was like, I literally said out loud, I was like, I cannot walk away from this job without a sign. I need to know when the right time is. And it needs to be so obvious. I cannot deny it. And after I declared that, I ended up getting pregnant with my second daughter after 10 years of infertility, of trying and trying and trying and never getting pregnant. And I knew in that moment, I was like, this is my sign and I'm going to go out on maternity leave and never come back. And so that's what I did. And things just every step of the way fell into place to where I didn't have to go back to my job and my business grew and I manifested this life of freedom. And so that's like, you know, in the phase I'm in now, I'm trying to help other women do that. And so it's kind of a long story, but that's how I ended up where I am today.
And a beautiful story at that, with so many incredible examples of manifestation, of finding the secret, finding how law of attraction worked for you in your life, with multiple examples as well. So I think it's really great because then the work you're doing today is, you know, even more powerful because of those experiences and all the things you've learned over all your years doing this. So I love that. Thank you for sharing it. But I would love to ask Stephanie your definition of the law of attraction, because everybody has a different take on it. Everybody has a different way of explaining it and teaching it. So I'd love to hear from you. What is the law of attraction in your words?
I think of law of attraction as you're attracting what you are. And I think that that's something I see a lot is people will ask me like, well, what do I have to do? What rituals, what tips, what, you know, and all of those things are great. And I teach a lot of those things. But at the end of the day, it's really not about doing, it's about being. Mm-hmm. And you get into alignment with what you want energetically. And you do that through your thoughts and your feelings that you hold over time, how you're showing up in your life now. And that all dictates your vibration, your energy. And when you're on that same frequency as what you want, it's, I guess in a way it's attracted to you, but it's more of like alignment and it's a state of being rather than like doing or taking action. All those things are part of it, but it's more, it's deeper than that. It's like who you become as a person, as an energetic spirit that creates your whole entire reality. That's the way I look at it. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And I totally agree with it because I think, you know, when I first came across The Secret as well, that's how I got into the law of attraction. It's very much like doing, like do the visualization, do the affirmation, do the 55 times five, do the 365 method. And I know so many people get so overwhelmed with it. And I know I definitely did as well. And I 100% agree that actually focusing on the energetics really helps to supercharge the whole process. And whether it's through the inner work, alignment, like you say, that embodiment process is so, so much more powerful then just keep on doing all these practices and hope it's going to manifest. So I love how you describe it, because I think it's very clear, very concise, and I think it helps break through a lot of the myths that maybe some people have about the law of attraction from reading The Secret or from reading all the different, you know, amazing books out there. So yeah, I definitely agree. It's about that being, it's about that embodiment, and less about the doing, but doing in like an aligned way. Like you say, there's still some doing, but doing in a way that feels good to you.
Right. Well, and I think too, it's like, we're so conditioned as a society and with our schooling system and everything to always be in our masculine energy and in like that left hemisphere of the brain. And we're just like analytical and strategic, and it's all of these things. So it's really hard for us to get more into the right side of the brain. But the right side, that's where creativity and imagination and tapping into your intuition all come into play. And when you do that, you still have to take action, but it feels different. You know, it's like, when you're doing something that lights you up and you could do it for hours and it feels like minutes, like that's the power of getting into that creative flow and trusting your intuition. But we're like, we're so trained to just stay in that masculine energy all the time that that's where I see people have a difficult time. And once they kind of put the pieces together of like, okay, it's okay to let go. It's okay to feel good. I don't have to feel stressed 24/7. And actually, when I tune into what feels good and fun and flowy, things manifest faster and better and bigger. It's like, that's like the big aha moment that I see people have. And it's like, yeah, it gets to be fun and easy and feel good. It doesn't have to feel so hard and stressful all the time.
Amen to that fully. And I think as well, one thing I learned over the last few years is regulated manifesting as well. Like you say, of manifesting from a regulated space, not from like those stressed adrenals, you know, like a stressed body or, you know, just stress in general of like that masculine rigid energy. Like you say, you know, we can flow with that feminine energy. We can flow from our cyclical being and, you know, use our seasons, use our cyclical being to manifest in so many ways. So it's so interesting, isn't it? When you dive deeper into spirituality and go along your journey, like how all these things come up and how you learn, ah, okay, like I don't have to manifest through, you know, force and through, you know, the masculine energy. There is actually so many benefits from manifesting from both, of course, but using that flow, like you say, is so much more powerful. Because and a question I always say to people a lot of the time is like, how often do you allow yourself to receive? I think with the doing and with that masculine, we're very like, right, let's make it happen. I'm going to get out there and manifest that, when actually it's a co-creation process as well.
Oh yeah. It's like, we're so conditioned to think that results come from hard work, because we've all been taught that. And so I think subconsciously, most of us feel like, if I'm not super stressed and super tired and overwhelmed, then nothing's going to happen for me. And that's a hard one to overcome, but it's not impossible to overcome. It's just becoming aware of it and then using the tools available to create a new story for yourself. And it's so great. It's like, once people realize that, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have to be stressed. I don't have to burn out every few months, and I can actually enjoy life. Yeah. Yeah. That's totally possible. And I always think like, why wasn't I taught this when I was a kid? But now I just feel like, well, you know what? Maybe I wasn't taught this, but I'm going to teach my kids, and then they can teach their kids. And it's just putting that out there, because I think it really does have a ripple effect and can change everyone's lives for the better once they realize this.
Absolutely. So why is community and collective energy so important with our manifestation, Stephanie?
So I love the famous Jim Rohn quote, where he talks about how you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. And I think that's so true. And I know for me and my real life, my friends, my families, my coworker, when I got into the law of attraction, they thought it was woo-woo. They thought it was weird. And it was so hard to stay in this energy of manifesting and to not have doubt when everyone around me was kind of like working against it. And once I started that Instagram page and realized, oh my gosh, there's other people in the world that are just like me, that are into the law of attraction and that love talking about this stuff, it really changed things for me and it really expanded what I believed was possible. And so I always tell people, like, look for those expanders, look for those people that are either at the next level already or have that vision, because just being around that energy, you start to come into alignment with it and you start to become the average of that energy. So if you're constantly around people that are at a place that you want to be, you're naturally going to end up in that place. And that's how powerful it is. And when you have a whole supportive group behind you, cheering you on, helping you through those difficult times and those bumps in the road, you're much more likely to stay on track versus giving up. And so, you know, I think with all the technology we have available, even if you don't know people in your personal life that are into manifestation, you can follow groups on Facebook or find people online or, you know, download apps or whatever that have people that can be sort of that support for you and show you a new way and help you expand your vision, because that's what they're doing in their life. So I think it's like one of the best ways to.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Up level.
I love that. And a question actually that I got asked recently around that is, somebody said they had heard a podcast recently where someone was manifesting weight loss and they said that they were purposefully defriending or not, you know, consciously being aware of people with a body shape that they didn't want. So they were only going to talk to people and only be friends with people who had a certain body weight. Now, obviously, I was like, what on earth? But for anybody listening who's maybe like, oh, well, does that mean I have to get rid of all my friends who aren't spiritual? Like, what would you say for people who've maybe heard that advice of like, oh, well, if you've, you know, ignore people who have that certain body weight or defriend that person because they're not financially where you are, like, what would you say to that?
Yeah, I totally disagree with that. I know I've heard that a lot too. And the truth is, like, you don't have to. You don't have to ignore anyone or have like a difficult, you know, conversation or try to change anyone. You can just start, you know, gravitating towards the things and the experiences and the people that feel good to you, that feel in alignment with what you want. And what I've seen in my own personal life is some people will up level with you and they'll kind of watch what you're doing and it's inspiring and it's like you're leading by your example. And then there's other people that aren't quite there yet, and that's okay. And then there's some people that will just like naturally, you know, gravitate to something else. And it's not like a fight or it's not rude or hard feelings. You just get into this energetic space where the right people experiences come forward. And I, you know, it's up to everyone in your life, like what they're going to do. So I'm not big on trying to change anyone or push it on anyone or force anyone else. But when they start seeing you making all these improvements in your life, chances are they're going to ask questions and want to learn a little bit more too.
So true. And I've noticed over the years, like my parents are very much like, non-believers, and you know, a lot of the people around me were non-believers. And like you say, naturally some of those friends did just, you know, it fizzled out. There wasn't any negativity. It was just we lost contact or whatever. And sometimes we still check in now and again. And then you feel like those friends who grow closer because, oh yeah, like we're both into this, or we've both got that in common, or they're now reading Law of Attraction books. So you're so right. Like it's very natural process of you're either going to feel drawn to people or you might feel less drawn to people. And it doesn't need to, like, no conversations need to be had, like you said. It was just a case of it just happened, and then new people came in and new relationships came in. So you know, even with my parents, I've noticed how much more like aware they are and up leveled they are, even though they don't, should we say, actively, you know, do the Law of Attraction. So I think definitely your energy and what you do definitely has a knock-on effect without having to say, oh, you should do this too, or, you know, have you thought about this, you know, let them find it through you.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen the same with my parents where, you know, we don't even have to talk about it, but you just see those little shifts over time. And it's really cool. It's like nice to know that you're not always just drawing from other people's energy, but you could be giving some of that energy and light and like good vibes to the people around you. And, you know, what better way to just be than to be in that high vibration and let other people kind of tap into that energy.
Absolutely. I love that. So what has been your most wild manifestation story, and what was your biggest takeaway from it?
Okay. So definitely, well, aside from manifesting my dream house, and I did that twice, my favorite is manifesting my book deal. So I knew, like, when I had that spiritual awakening on my 30th birthday, it was crystal clear. I'm like, I'm going to write a book someday. But I thought about it as like a bucket list, like someday before I die, because I was reading a lot of books from people who were no longer here. And I just thought, how cool is that, that their message and this knowledge is passed on like long after, you know, they're gone. And I talked to a friend who was an author, and she like totally bashed the publishing industry. And she's like, it's so awful. And like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like that doesn't sound great. Maybe I don't want to do that. And I kind of like was turned off by it. And then in December of 2020, I was doing a vision board workshop, and I was showing everyone some of my past vision boards to show what manifested. And I saw my vision board from 2018, and it was like all about being an author and getting a book deal. And all of these feelings came back, and I was just like, I'm not done with this. Like, I know that this is a part of my path at some point. And so I just was like, I'm going to look at that again. And like, I added some things to my new vision board. A month later, I get a message on Instagram from like a private account that was like, hey, I work with this publisher. We're going to do a manifestation book. We want you to write it. And I thought, like, this is for sure a scam. Like, there's no way. So I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you can email me the info. Like, and didn't even think anything of it. But it turned out it was completely legit. And so I kind of thought about, okay, if I'm going to do this, I want to manifest it with an advance. I want my book to be all over the world. And I want the whole process to be easy, like just so easy. And like the opposite of what that author had told me. And it completely was. Like the publisher was amazing. Everything flowed. I felt like I just tuned into the universe. And like sometimes I look at my book and I'll read something and I'm like, I wrote that. Like I feel like I was in a trance state, you know, when I was writing this stuff. But I got the book deal, and that book ended up, it's been out a year in June, and it sold over 50,000 copies worldwide so far. So I'm like, that happened so quickly. And a few months into that, they contacted me to write a second book. And I was at this store. I don't know if you have them in the UK. It's called Five Below. And my daughter loves it. And we go there all the time. And they always have these like spiritual books that are really beautiful. And I just kind of had the thought, like, that would be cool if my book was in these stores. And sure enough, they struck a deal with a publisher for like a special edition of my book that was in the stores. And just like I visualized, like on that table with all those books. And then I always imagined seeing it like on the shelves in Barnes & Noble. And when it first came out, you could only get it online. And I was like, well, at least you can get it online, but I really want to see it like on the shelves. And I just kept visualizing that. And a few months ago, someone had messaged me and they were like, hey, I was in Barnes & Noble and I picked up your book. It just stood out to me on the shelf. And I was like, wait, what? And I contacted the publisher and they were like, yeah, they have a special title just for Barnes & Noble and that's in stores. And I was like, oh my gosh. So like every step of the way, everything that I wanted just kind of happened, and it just felt so good and so aligned and so opposite of what my friend had warned me of. So I think that had to be me manifesting all of those things. So I think that's been the best one so far.
I love it. And what was your biggest takeaway from all those manifestations, like with the book journey?
Don't give up on your goals. Like if someone else, and there will always be someone that will say, you can't do that, it's not possible, or they'll place some sort of doubt. And just stay focused, because their experience doesn't have to be your experience and their beliefs around it don't have to be yours. And I mean, you could give up on it and then the next month could have been that book deal that came through. So just hold your vision and don't let anyone ever tell you that you can't do it, because you can do anything. You just have to believe it. And like I said, like hold that vision. Don't give up.
Yes, so, so true. I love that. So how can we hack the subconscious mind to shift our beliefs and blocks? So if anybody who's maybe trying to manifest a specific goal and they know they've maybe got some blocks, or maybe they're aware there's some limiting beliefs there, how can we hack the subconscious mind to align with that abundance?
So my all-time favorite hack is subliminals. I found these a couple of years ago, and it's just completely changed the game for me, because, you know, you think about doing affirmations, right? You need that repetition to reprogram the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is really in control. So it's really important to do that work at the subconscious level. With a 1 hour subliminal, you could have more impact than an entire month of, really an entire year of saying affirmations every day. Because I speed up the affirmations and loop them and then put in theta waves and binaural beats and all these good things to really, I think of it as like a backdoor into the subconscious mind. And the results have been great. I have them in my app, and I get people all the time that are like, I listen to the Financial Freedom Subliminal and every single time I listen to it, I get a new client, or I get money in an unexpected way. So, and then someone the other day, I did a fertility subliminal, because people have been asking for that forever. And I finally did it. And I had someone message me and she was like, just so you know, it works and we're expecting. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it was so amazing. But it really is a powerful way. And by doing the affirmation subliminally, it's bypassing that like BS meter in the conscious mind. So if you were to say, I'm a millionaire, and you're not, your conscious mind is kind of like resisting that. It's like, no, I'm not a millionaire. Like, what are you talking about? And so when the messages are below that threshold of consciousness, you have less resistance to it. And the subconscious mind does not understand the difference between reality and fantasy. So it just takes it as is and gives it that repetition it needs to start reprogramming all of those blocks that we all have and we've been, you know, conditioned to believe over time.
And I love subliminals. I got into them last year and I hadn't really heard much about them before, but they kind of like really took off here in the UK last year. And they are one of my favorite ways to work with affirmations now, because like you say, you see results so quickly And it's almost like a lazy way of manifesting a little bit, where you can just like pop it on in the background, do some cooking, do some cleaning. Lots of people like to fall asleep to them as well. So, you know, I think I personally use them in waking life rather than sleep. But yeah, like the results can just be so incredible of what you can manifest or shift, or how you even feel about yourself in such a short amount of time, because of, like you say, it's that subconscious hack. You haven't got to, you know, go through the conscious BS in your mind of like, well, no, I don't believe that. Well, no, you're not a millionaire yet. So it just, again, you embody it, so to speak. So I love that. And definitely recommend everyone goes check out Stephanie's subliminals and all the subliminals out there. I've got some on my YouTube as well that you can dive into. So what are your top tips for anyone struggling to manifest their desires?
So my favorite thing besides subliminals is I love journaling. I feel like every time I put pen to paper, I just think of it as like placing my order with the universe. And so I am a big believer of writing down your goals, putting them in the present tense. So instead of saying, I want to manifest money, like just say, I am abundant. I am wealthy. I'm so grateful for all of the money that I've been given, and really coming into that embodiment by talking about it as though it's already manifesting. And it's so powerful. And again, that helps with the subconscious mind, but it also, I really feel like every time I do that, I'm telling the universe, like, I've made up my mind. I wrote it down. No more wishy-washy. Like, this is what I want. And when I look at my past journals, because I keep all of them, it's like I see some of these things that I wrote out every day, and that's my life now. So it really is powerful, and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. Like, you could spend 3 minutes in the morning just writing some things down, giving gratitude. Gratitude is, it's the best way, in my opinion, to get into that high vibrational frequency where you can manifest with ease, and then you start attracting more things to be grateful for. So that would be my recommendation. Get yourself a journal every morning, write a couple things you're grateful for, write out your goals in the present tense. You could play a subliminal while you do that for added benefit, and it'll change your life. Like, stick with it and you will see changes for sure.
I love that. Thank you for sharing those tips. And my last question to you today then, Stephanie, is again, another question I love to ask any guest before they leave us, is what is one piece of life advice you would like to leave my lovely listeners with today?
Oh, wow. One piece of life advice. I guess I would just say again, don't listen to anyone else. Like, don't let anyone else paint your vision for you, whether it's your parents, your spouse, your boss. So many people will put these sort of like pressures on us to go down a certain path. And you know, like, if you tune in, you know if it feels right or not. And always trust that. If you listen to that feeling and you trust your intuition, it'll never lead you astray. So as hard as it is, sometimes you have to disappoint people or tell people no, but if you just keep trusting what you feel inside and what you know to be true, it will lead you towards the best path possible for your life. And when you do that, all of those people that mean well and want to help you will be happy. Like, they just want to see you happy and successful, but only you know what's going to make you happy. So just trust that and don't let other people dictate your life.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Stephanie. So where can my lovely listeners find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Yeah. So my website is thelawofattractiontribe.com. And I have a couple of free masterclasses on there. One is around money. One's around subliminals. You could also download the Manifest It Now app. And there's all kinds of rituals and tips. And then there's a subliminal library. And come say hi to me on Instagram or TikTok at Law of Attraction Tribe.
Amazing. Well, I will put a handy clickable link to Stephanie's work in the description as well for you, so you have a nice easy link to go and enjoy all that goodness. But thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining me today. I've absolutely loved it as always, and I'm sure everybody has taken away so many incredible pearls of wisdom from what you shared today. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. This was so much fun, and I hope that everyone goes and tries a subliminal or just takes some of this info and changes their life.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining Stephanie and I today. I really hope you enjoyed our conversation and got lots from it. As always, you can find a clickable link to Stephanie's in the work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, my books, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.